producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's already the 15th day of January. We're already halfway into the first month of 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I've been procrastinating, busy with documentary filmmaking, the nightly news, the radio show, family issues, you name it, in the last year that our new studio has been pretty much finished, and that we've been hosting the nightly news out of for about 6 months, to start segueing out of the old little studio. It's going to be a voiceover room in the future and a backup studio into the new studio. But we are in the new TV studio. If you're a radio listener, you go to Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.tv members also have the higher def feed, and we'll get the commercial-free podcast later today. You'll be able to see it all there at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. And, of course, we're not really presenting this in television, so you get to look at yours truly. I need to actually pay you to do that. I understand that. I think I've got a face for radio sometimes. But the reason we are television is we can show you video clips. We can show you the news articles. We can show you the documents. We can have our guests in studio. And you can get a chance to basically add several layers of informational awareness to that. And I know that goes without saying. Infowars.com, going back more than 10 years ago, pioneered not just having a webcam that I've had since 1997 when Limbaugh and other folks started doing them as well. We are trailblazers when it comes to adding video to radio. Folks say, I watch you on the radio. People say, what do you mean we watch? Well, it's a radio format of talk radio, teleprompter free, talking point free, where we just break down the analysis, take calls, have guests. But then you add a television section to it where it's then live, real television as well. So the heart is radio, and the heart of the audience, the vast majority, is audio, whether it's AM and FM affiliates or 600,000+ people that download the podcast every day or people that listen to the audio streams by the hundreds of thousands. Then you have tens of millions each week that watch the show via YouTube and other platforms. Still, the heart of it is a radio transmission. And then built around that, really the original non-dinosaur media. The first broadcast media was radio. But from the beginning, it was long form and not as scripted as when television came in. And that was kind of dominated by Hollywood. And so it was talk radio that led us out of the dark ages of the free speech restrictions of the Fairness Doctrine and other things that were put in place in the 60s. Those were overturned in the 80s. By good people at the telecommunications commissions and the FCC, like constitutional lawyer Bruce Fein. And then since then, it is the format of talk radio and real analysis, long-form breakdown of information that became the model then of new media and the online TV/radio shows that are now spreading across the board in media. And really overthrowing the existing state-run dinosaur system. But the establishment is striking back. The establishment is more and more trying to buy up the alternative media, trying to jam the alternative media with infighting and disinformation. But I'm here to tell you it's too little too late, because the fundamentals show in the polling the people, not just here but all over the world, do not buy into the system anymore. They do not trust the system anymore. They know fundamentally something's wrong, and they've begun to set about trying to find out exactly what's wrong to change that and turn things around. And seeking a redress, seeking solutions, seeking to fix things is the first part of the equation, and the rest historically follows, because no army can stop an idea whose time has come, and it's time to legalize freedom, to quote Ron Paul. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you out of the new studios, deep in the heart of Texas.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this should be interesting today. I would expect that you might see a few interruptions here and there, because we are doing 3 hours of live radio / television with a full 8-camera shoot and a full crew today out of the new TV studios. And we've got several satellite uplinks ready that I've just got to pull the trigger on. We've got ground studios also in Houston and other areas that we can satellite uplink through. We have a whole bunch of cable systems and TV stations, but a huge file of them over the last 3 years that have contacted us, not just here but in Europe, that want to put free-to-air this three-hour radio show on. And I've just had to build the infrastructure and get ready for it. And quite frankly, I've been procrastinating because I've been so busy dealing with the three-hour radio show, the nightly news, making special reports and everything else, that I was cozy in my studio I've been in for 7 years. And before that, I was in other radio and TV studios over the last 20 years. But now we are shifting in the next few weeks entirely into the new TV studio and, of course, with the crew who produces the radio show and the nightly news. But this is first and foremost a syndicated radio broadcast, over 180 AM and FM affiliates. And we are also, of course, satellite simulcast on Global Shortwave, WWCR, and, of course, dominant when it comes to political talk radio online at Infowars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Everyone listening on the radio who is online can go to the free video feed at Infowars.com/show. You can find all the free podcast links, iPhone and Android apps, and so much more, as well as streaming links in different formats at Infowars.com on the Listen tab as well. But again, we are in the new TV studio. I simply have to pull the trigger on satellite systems in Atlanta, in Houston, and everywhere. You know, they say build it and they will come. Over the years, we've been approached, as folks knew that we were building this, with major outfits that are anti-New World Order, TV stations, local cable systems, you name it, that are ready to put us on main cable channels. Other talk show hosts that have gotten on cable, you notice, either get their own channel, but they're 500, 600, 700, or 1,000 channels up. We have TV and radio stations lined up across the United States that are ready to put us on broadcast TV, that are ready to put us on UHF, VHF, and they're ready to put us on basic cable channels. And I have been dragging my feet. I apologize to all of those partners who just want to fight the tyrants, who have believed in us to support us and offer all this. And the next month, I'm setting the deadline, I'm going to sign those agreements. Most of the stations are going to give us satellite uplinks for free, put us on, you know, share advertising with us. It's extremely exciting what's happening. And it's just been so momentous that I've been holding back trying to get everything just right. And I realize I've been successful because I never waited to get stuff just right. I've always just gone in there knowing I'm fighting for freedom, that we're fighting tyrants, and that I'm not perfect, and I've just got to do the best job I can. And I want to tell the crew that as well. All of them have done just an amazing job. We can punch up and show some of the folks in the control room and the entire operation here across the board. You can see Leanne McAdoo back there smiling, helping run the show. We'll be talking to her some later. CJ and so many others, Nico and Rob Dew and Marcos and John Bounds back there and Richard. I mean, there's so many people. You got Joe. Look at Leanne. It's like she's on the deck of the Enterprise, except there's M4s crossed behind her saying Molon Labe. Wonder what that means. So there isn't a TV station or network like it, and we've been growing for 20 years. We're now 20 years and change into the info war here in 2015. And I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates out there. Talk radio is the original alternative media. Back when the newspapers and broadcast TV was so controlled, that's been declassified, they tried to put in laws in the 60s, the Fairness Doctrine, to restrict free speech on talk radio. They would fine you or remove you from the air or take your license until it was overturned in 1987 by Ronald Reagan and his appointee to the FCC, attorney Bruce Fein, who's a guest of ours routinely. Until that, you couldn't have talk radio. Now they want to bring in Fairness Doctrine for the Internet under FCC control, and Obama has had CISPA reintroduced as of yesterday to restrict free speech on the Internet in the aftermath of 20 dead in France. Since when do we get rid of free speech because of 20 dead? Plus, the terrorists were operating publicly on their Facebook and were allowed to fly around, even though they were on no-fly list. So why would we pass laws to restrict free speech and let the sun set on freedom for scum killing people? But this is the equation that we're told. And then there are demonstrations around the world for free speech, and the EU says they're promoting free speech when it's the EU pushing to arrest you if you don't believe in man-made global warming or if you criticize the United Nations or EU unelected bureaucrats. Now, here's what's coming up today. In the second hour, we have incredibly important mainstream news proof that people are taking the flu shots, especially children, and dying after they take them. We know that's going on. We also know that the flu shot itself is causing these so-called mystery illnesses. We're going to prove that and document that. This is a major public emergency, and we're going to be exposing it coming up in the second hour, that and a raft of other news with Dr. Grubb. Look at this headline, how eating certain beans cuts the risk of these five cancers. He's going to be talking about that. Now, we're also going to talk about these five common foods could be making you fat. Some really important information with Dr. Grubb coming up. So you'll definitely want to join us for that in the second hour. Then George Norrie, second most syndicated and listened to talk show host in the world, with about 18 million listeners a week, about 5, 6 million a night, who's helped us expose the New World Order on so many fronts. He's going to be joining us, talk about his new book that's coming out, but more importantly, The Waterfront, 2015, what he sees unfolding this year, his take on the situation in Europe, the attempts to restrict talk radio and free speech. We're also going to talk about Comet Lovejoy. That's amazing, so many people right now. We'll cover The Waterfront with George Norrie of CoastToCoastAM.com in the third hour today. Now, that said, there's no way for me to even tell you what I think the top story is today. There's so much. So let's just start going through the stacks right now. CIA finds no wrongdoing in agency search of computers used by Senate investigators. So breaking into senators' computers, breaking into the investigators, investigating the CIA, violating the Fourth Amendment, violating the separation of powers, violating their bosses, the elected representatives. This is sick. And they're just saying, oh, it's just a search. It's not snooping. It's not espionage. It's not blackmailing Congress. The CIA is basically British intelligence. I went and saw The Imitation Game. It's based on a true story. And I find it very sad what happened to Turing, that was a total genius and invented a computer to basically decode the Germans' Enigma system with their Ultra system. That said, the whole movie, the backdrop is MI6 is lying to Winston Churchill and is propping up Stalin and protecting communists, and it's cute and funny and wonderful. It's actually a true story. That really happened and wasn't declassified until the 90s. But after World War II ended, they kept propping up Stalin, and then Stalin was giving weapons to Vietnam, and we had that war. It just shows how sick it is. But in the movie, MI6 basically runs the government, and Winston Churchill doesn't. Which is why Winston Churchill freaked out and said our government's been taken over by communists, because it was true. Just like Russian declassification was in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times about 12 years ago, headlines, Churchill and others were right. And McCarthy was right. Doesn't mean he didn't persecute some innocent people, but it was true that the army and others at the top were financing communism, did put Mao Zedong into power, who killed 84 million people, according to the communist Chinese. 84 million people, and the CIA put them in. Who are these people? That's what I'm getting at. They're unaccountable. Look at the run-for-profit Federal Reserve and its collection agency, the IRS. They're in the news today, in Associated Press, saying, need help filling out your tax return? Don't call the IRS. See, the law is written so you can always be arrested and set up or fined or audited and have your bank account taken. No judge, no jury. They just garnish your wages, grab your bank account. Now under Obamacare, they're announcing 14 different ways, from taking your tax refund money to grabbing your bank account to garnishing your wages to not letting you sell your house or not letting you travel outside the U.S. I mean, this is draconian. martial law through the IRS, through Obamacare, exactly as we said it would do because we read the bill. And now they will not return phone calls. They will not help anyone. They will answer no questions about nothing. You are free to be arrested and put in prison. But if you're an offshore bank, you pay no taxes. So I'll explain that again. They will not give you tax advice on how to properly fill something out because there is no way to fill it out properly. It is designed to arrest whoever they want. That is directly out of Kafka. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
We'll ride again. Well, here we are. January 15th, 2015.
Wes Farmer.
That takes some getting used to. Coming to you out of the new TV studios, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, Dr. Group in studio, and then George Norrie via Skype will be joining us today. I kind of got stuck ranting about the CIA earlier. Let me just go through the headlines and see if I can do it this time. Let's just begin on the left side here and go to the right. Cameron to Obama, forced tech companies to cooperate with surveillance agency in the wake of the attack. Seek take our liberties to defend our liberties. Advertisers and feds want data automakers collect from high-tech cars. Data reveals when a car carrying a child is passing by McDonald's and when a driver is speeding. This was all put in all the new cars over the last 6-7 years worldwide. They're just rolling it out to start taxing you by the mile and tracking everything you do beyond Big Brother. Remember, Samsung came out 2 months ago and said, we are watching and listening to you on the new TVs. Watch what you say, close quote. We're giving everything to third parties. Ha ha. We're watching you in your house and listening to you in your face. I told people that 15 years ago. They thought I was a raving schizophrenic. I had the documents. I had the patents. Now it's in our face. See, what are we going to do about it? I'm not bragging. We did a report on this. It wasn't hard. The Washington Times has now done it months later. I'm glad they did. We need to do another report on this. If you blow up the signs on video and read down at the bottom which nonprofits are funding it, they're all George Soros funded. We tracked 5 different signs in New York and in Ferguson with the fight the cops are the problem, everything's because the cops did it, it's not the government, it's not the foreign banks, it's not the offshore corporations, it's the cops, you know, just go after them and that'll fix everything. No, that'll start a civil war that George Soros can capitalize on like he did when he was 15, hunting down Jews to rob them in Romania. And here it is. I told you that they did an investigation. Well, I did one. We just searched the name of the groups. We could see all the pasty white kids out there agitating, handing out the signs, saying, deck the halls with dead cops and all that crap. I told you it was Soros. I told you. I'm sick of it. George Soros funds Ferguson protest, hopes to spur civil action. And at the same time, he wants to then demonize peaceful demonstrations and legitimate demonstrations against federalization and militarization of police. He's just such a stinking villain, and people keep falling for it. There's a solidarity man at the Finance Center in Ferguson protest movement. No, it's not victim Michael Brown or Officer Darren Wilson. It's not even Reverend Al Sharpton, despite the ubiquitous campaign on TV and the streets. Oh, no. Rather, it's liberal billionaire. You mean Nazi collaborator, piece of crap, excuse me, piece of garbage? It's liberal billionaire monster demon, George Soros. They didn't say that. It's liberal billionaire George Soros, who's built a business empire that dominates across the ocean in Europe while forging a political machine powered by nonprofit foundations that impact American politics and policy, not unlike what he did with MoveOn.org. Yeah, he wants your guns, too. Meanwhile, parents investigated for neglect after letting kids walk home alone. Oh, yeah, don't let your 10-year-old play in the park either. So that's the type of news I have in that stack. Let me now move to the next little part of the stack. Federal report says Border Patrol's drone program doesn't fly and doesn't stop many illegals. Well, yeah, because they're just legalized as soon as they get to the Border Patrol, given vouchers loaded on buses and brought into the United States and Democratic Party-controlled areas. Of course it doesn't work, because it's not meant to work. The only place you could have aircraft, drones, whatever, is on the border. That's the Fed's only jurisdiction, is the border, to have militarization. But, of course, they won't militarize the border unless it's to keep you from getting out of the country if the IRS says you can't leave. And by the way, they couldn't get that bill passed in 2014 or 2013, so now they're just announcing under Obamacare regs that, you know what, we may just not let you leave. There's no law. Who needs a stinking law? Who needs anything? This is rule by fiat. And again, I go back to this article I mentioned. We're going to go to break into other articles when we come back. Associated Press. Need help filling out your tax return? Don't call the IRS. They changed these regulations about 6 years ago where CPAs are now liable. CPAs will give you none of the basic write-offs. They will just try to give half your money to the private Federal Reserve Collection Agency, the IRS, because they're liable. You got to go get a tax lawyer now. And it doesn't even matter because there is no law. It's just a bunch of criminals. And now they won't even tell you how to fill it out because they don't want you to use that as a defense. They want to...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a literal orgy of insane news today. Europe's leading rabbi says let Jews carry guns for protection. That's out of Newsmax. Hey, rabbi, I got a better idea. How about everybody in Europe's able to carry guns, including felons? Because felons are going to carry guns anyways, so I don't want any gun laws. Any gun laws other than private property, people should be able to restrict it on their private property if they see fit. Back in the old days, even 60, 70 years ago, in fact, before the 68 Gun Control Act, when you got out of prison, if you'd been arrested with a gun at the time and you owned it, they would give you your gun back. Famously, what is it in High Plains Drifter with Clint Eastwood? when they let the bad guys out of the jail at the beginning of the movie, they give them their guns. That's how it really worked, because a criminal's going to have a gun anyways. You don't take somebody's horse, and you don't take somebody's gun. That's why you could be executed for stealing somebody's horse, because somebody could die if you took their horse. Now, Hollywood sells the image of Wild Wild West high crime. You actually study the first 100 years of U.S. history, other than wars and infighting, crime was very, very low because most people were armed. And you certainly didn't have people's houses getting robbed. But Europe's leading rabbi let Jews carry guns for protection. Well, the head of Interpol said last year, which I thought was amazing, as Interpol's pretty corrupt in my view, when radical Islamists continue to attack shopping malls around the world, including Kenya, he said that it's now time for law-abiding citizens to be able to have concealed carry and to be armed. That will stop this. And that's absolutely true. Imagine if these Islamists would have tried to attack the average business in, say, Texas, where maybe 20% of people are concealed carry. It would look like trying to rob a police station instead of a bank. You would get your butt shot off. A prominent Jewish organization in Europe is petitioning the European Union to allow members of the Jewish community to carry guns for the essential protection of their communities. That won't be allowed, because if that idea came, well, then other people are going to want it, right? But see, the feminists say women shouldn't have guns because a woman being empowered to protect themselves, that's not feminist. Of course, it's completely feminist. It's beyond feminist. It's human. See, they want your guns to enslave you. And I know our listeners know that, but the general public still doesn't completely get it. They're starting to. The system arms to the teeth while telling us we should turn our guns in. The European Jewish Association is pressing for new legislation that would change the gun license laws, which are basically impossible in Europe to get guns, after a series of deadly attacks on Jews across Europe, most recently during the Paris terrorist hostage siege, which killed 4 Jews in the kosher market. Yeah, in Israel, pretty much anybody can get an M16 to protect themselves, and they arm the settlers and everybody else. But then the ADL lobbies to take guns of American people. So I think what's good for Israel or Switzerland is good for us. Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in the world, and every military age person has to own a gun. And then after that, there's tax incentives to own guns. And when you're part of the militia, they do home inspections to make sure your guns are hidden in case a foreign enemy ever took over. And they have weapons caches in redoubts all over the hills and mountains where citizens can get in to caches of full auto grenade launchers, you name it. And by the way, Switzerland has one of the smallest militaries in the world. And for 500 years, no one will invade them. 450-something years. The story of William Tell is true. We have to do a report on William Tell that shot the apple off with the crossbow. They really made him do that. And then he got mad and went and killed a bunch of the police who were Austrian-Hungarian Empire, basically, had taken over Switzerland. And he started an uprising that overthrew them. That's why Switzerland became the model of us in 1776. Switzerland itself was imitating the free areas of the Netherlands previously, where the private business owners had to guard their own businesses at their ports from pirates. And so if you had a little port, you would have your own garrison, your own cannons, your own weapons. So the Netherlands and Switzerland is where we get this from. And if you study William Tell, then you know the rest of the story. And so that's why they have the lowest crime rate in the world. And they're armed to the teeth with armored redoubts, big steel doors they have keys to. They can trust their citizens, and they can open it up, and there's food and weapons in huge caches. And guess what? Nobody ever robs them.
Hey, Alex, I've actually been to Switzerland, and I've seen the armored redoubts. I've seen the tank blockades as you drive through these little villages.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, the people have the tanks. In fact, dude, you lived there, what, for 6 months?
6 months back in the 90s. And
working on a ski resort. Tell folks about it. I'm glad you brought this up.
Well, it is interesting. And I thought it was they had these tank blockades.
This is Rob
Dew
speaking. This is Rob Dew, the news director, speaking. More and more, we're going to just have the crew chime in when they've got interesting points. I've told them to do that. So do spend a few minutes talking about Switzerland.
Sure. I went to Switzerland back in the early 90s, and what I thought was amazing was one, when we stayed on the ski resort, we go down into town, and we had a place to stay in there, and it was a bomb shelter. Huge, probably 2 foot thick steel door. You go inside there, it had cots and stuff, but then they had storage units for people. Every one of them had a machine gun, a helmet. These guys, they were ready. And I thought, back at the time, I was probably a little more liberal than I am now, and definitely not as pro-gun. And I was like, oh, why are they allowed to have all these guns? And I asked one of the bartenders there, and they said, we're armed. That's why nobody invades us. And then as you're going through the countryside, you see these concrete barriers that they had left over from World War II. They just keep them. They're set up. And you're not going to get any heavy armor. You're not going to get any tanks into Switzerland. You're not going to get very far, definitely. And you're going to be shot at by people. And there's also, they had trees. Their missile silos are disguised as giant trees up in the mountains. The Swiss are ready for anything. And that's why nobody invades them. And that's why they're able to remain neutral. And that's why they have.
And it's because 400 plus years ago, they got taken over. And they kicked the enemy out after 60-something years of occupation. And 400-plus years later, they're the richest, safest country in the world. And they've built new tank redoubts all over the country as well. And they are ready. And that's why nobody dared invade them.
Yeah, we got them up right now. That's exactly what it looked like. And it was amazing everywhere. And a lot of people that lived in the cities had little shacks that they would go to on the weekends and have gardens. The Swiss are definitely, they know what it's about. They know about nature, they know about the Second Amendment, and they know about freedom. And unfortunately, they live in socialist Europe, so they have some of those programs there, but it's a very clean place.
And they're trying to get rid of it. They're trying to get rid of the cantons. The reason they're successful, again, we're partially based on this, also the Iroquois Nation gave a lot to the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Jefferson talked about that. The Swiss system as well. They have their cantons that are their states that then go and meet, and the leaders of the cantons meet and are the federal government. Just like we in the past would send U.S. senators who were elected by the legislature, they were creatures of the state. They could be recalled, and the states ran the country. Well, in 1913, at the same time they gave us the private Federal Reserve and the collection agency, the IRS, they got rid of that and made senators be popularly elected, making them then their own little kings. And so we need to go back to our Swiss roots and our Iroquois roots, because the Iroquois Confederation and others were some of the most successful natives and didn't have as much warring, because they would have all their sub-tribes, you know, elect leaders who would then go vote. So, again, that's what we come from. Native American and Swiss and Dutch systems fused together, not Greek democracy. We do not come from Greek democracy. That is a lie. Greek democracy was a bucket for black stones and a bucket for white stones. It was only in a few of their states. And if they didn't like what you said, the elite got to vote, not the average man, not the average woman. In fact, most men were slaves. No, Greeks were slaves. Slavery was just across the board. But the higher up elite would get to go vote. If they didn't like what you said, they'd go vote, and they would, black stones would be a no vote, white stones a yes vote. And if there were more black stones than white stones on a vote to kill you, then they wouldn't kill you. But if there were more white stones, they would kill you. Then they'd vote on how to kill you. That's a democracy where if 51% votes to say make black people slaves again, black people are slaves again. In a democracy, if they vote to take from people that have good health records and have been paying their insurance and double your prices to then pay off insurance companies, it happens. But in a republic, I don't care if 90% of people vote to make black people slaves and put them in a field and put a rope around their neck and make them pull plows. The black folks or the white folks or anybody else that's being oppressed have a right to say no and fight to defend themselves, because in a republic, you can't vote to take somebody's private property or make them live like you want them to or follow your God or not follow your God. This is what America is, and they will not tell us. They lie, and they tell us it comes from the Greeks. And I'm not bashing the Greeks. Some of the philosophy, culture, and architecture does, and it contributed to the Renaissance overall. But our system is Swiss and Iroquois. It is not Greek, and it's a giant lie that we are a Grecian democracy. We are not a Grecian democracy. And again, Greece at one time had more than 20 kingdoms, depending on which period of the Greeks. So you could find any system you wanted in the Greek system. And I've kind of gone off on a rant here, dude. It's just that the average American does not know where we came from. Well, Jefferson told us. The Swiss and the Iroquois is where he came up with the Constitution, along with Magna Carta. So it's a fusion of English common law, Iroquois, and Swiss ideas, and we just need to know what our American roots are. But isn't it interesting that they don't want Hispanics to feel included in Texas, even though the Constitution was written by the Hispanic founder? More than 35% of the people that voted in the first legislature were Hispanic. They want to exclude Hispanics from being part of Texas culture when they're at the very heart of it. And they want to exclude Native Americans out of the Constitution, and that they were the main model, even above the Swiss. Isn't that interesting, dude?
It's very interesting. And when that was one of the things Russell Means talked about when we went to visit him. He's like, did you know that? Did you know that your Constitution's based off Iroquois law? And it's amazing that they don't teach kids that. They teach kids, and you hear everybody say that, we're a democracy, we're a constitutional republic, and people don't realize that because it's not taught to kids. And it's sad. And there's a New York Times article bringing up Iroquois Constitution, a forerunner to colonist democratic principles.
But see, they lie and call it democratic principles.
Yeah.
It's a limited democracy in that you can do whatever you want as long as you don't hurt somebody else. But the majority cannot vote to take the rights of a minority, and the minority rights and the majority rights are all codified, and those are the rules of the game. You cannot violate them. And the minute you violate them, you're now in a mob rule tyranny. And that's what we have, where special interest, the IRS, the White House can engage in any crime they want, and they're above the law. But the IRS can tell some old lady who's 85 years old, 10 years ago, we think you underpaid $1,000, and so with interest, it's now $50,000, and then they drain the old woman's bank account, make her sell her house, throw her out on the street, and we stand for this as a society? We put up with this garbage? This is pure bull. The IRS has written the rules on record to screw everyone over where it's impossible. And now the New York Times reports that law lets IRS seize accounts on suspicion, no crime, no charges, of people with no criminal records because they deposit cash. Ever. You ever deposit under $1,000? Well, she didn't make $1,000 a day with her small restaurant she had for 40 years. They took her life savings, $33,000, that she had receipts on. They don't care. This is tyranny. This is evil. This is what was happening in William Tell's time in Switzerland. In fact, do remind me, I want to do a special report on William Tell. It's riveting stuff.
Yeah.
And again, where's the movie about William Tell? Where's the movie about the Iroquois Nation? Where's the movie about Magna Carta?
Where's the movie about George Washington?
You know, where like is it? It's all so epic when you read the real history books that you cannot believe it. It's so epic. America.
I think that's part of our job, is to retell the history that they're trying to hide and that they don't teach kids anymore. It's literally, there's a dark period in when America was first being formed that they don't teach kids.
And, of course, America had a lot of problems and a lot of swashbuckling and a lot of battles and evil and six different empires trying to take over this open area and all the different native tribes getting different groups that want to double-cross each other. People are people. We all act the same.
When there's always going to be evil. It's our job to stand up to it and point out when it's wrong.
Absolutely.
And we shouldn't be afraid to do it.
Absolutely. So I've covered about 10 articles so far. Just look at this. How about the Jewish group comes out and says, let's arm everybody in France? I mean, what's going to happen if France says, okay, if you're Jewish, you can have a gun, but nobody else can? Isn't that discrimination? But see, under political correctness, if you're a protected minority, you get rights that other people don't. But I think it's a great idea, and I agree with the head of Interpol saying it's time to arm people. That will put an end to this very, very quick. Now, let's continue here. Four top Secret Service executives told to leave their post in agency shakeup. This is a persecution, ladies and gentlemen. The Let me give you a little newsflash. There have been members of the Secret Service that have always been visiting hookers. I don't care what doctors, lawyers, auto mechanics, there's a percentage of every profession that sees hookers. I mean, that's been going on since before civilization. Okay? They use that as this big deal to now persecute a bunch of people in the agency who, again, if they were going after them for real corruption, like the CIA blackmailing Congress and hacking their computers, they've now investigated themselves and says it's fine. Then I'd say, yeah, go after the Secret Service. This is the same White House persecuting the military, persecuting Petraeus right now over a girlfriend. Oh, let's indict him over a girlfriend. This is the same Justice Department that is openly running Fast and Furious, covering up Benghazi, covering up all these big banks and corporations that are tax exempt. This is the same Justice Department that is engaged in IRS persecution in a reign of terror that makes Richard Nixon look like an angel cake. They just are in no position to be involved in any of this. But that shows you there's a major purge going on. Charges recommended against Petraeus, former mistress for North Carolina, under investigation. Again, I'm not saying it's good he was doing whatever he was doing, but you can have foreign banks signing us on to $2 trillion, $2 quadrillion, $2,000 trillion. We can have all this, the president becoming a dictator, opening the borders, a secret plan to legalize all the illegals, issue 40 million green cards, on and on and on. None of that's an issue. It's Petraeus had a girlfriend. Now, it would have been like the royal family, and it would have been like a 10-year-old boy that he killed. Then he wouldn't be in trouble.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We'll be right back.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, syndicated radio broadcast, blasting out worldwide, simulcasting a full TV production at Infowars.com/show. You can find the free video feed there. Send that free video feed that we have the embed code posted under it, or if we don't, it should be added. Post that free video feed to your Facebook, to your Twitter. Send that link out in email. Get your friends and family to tune in. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership in the month of January and get almost half off. $220 a month is what it costs, or $250 a month. And then that comes down to 12 cents per person, because 20 people can use each membership. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. See the nightly news, the subscription. See all the archives, my documentary films, ebooks, so much more. It takes about a minute to sign up. PrisonPlanet.tv. And you're signing up and being a member supports the broadcast. So, again, I want to thank all of you that are subscribers. Also, there's a lot of talk out there about what the best gravity-fed filters are. We sell ProPure G2 systems at the entire family. We're the biggest distributor in the world because we sell for the lowest price with 10% off promo code WATER. It's the lowest we're allowed to advertise it for. We're in a contract. It is the lowest. And we're allowed once a year to do things like free shipping. Well, we're doing it in the month of January. We have free shipping on all of the ProPure family of gravity-fed stainless steel filters, and we have side-by-side comparisons with the lab test, with videos, and the links at InfoWarsStore.com. Talk is cheap. Ours is the best and beats the competition hands down. That's why we sell it. Clearly filtered, cuts out almost as much as it does, but is it a lot less expensive? And we have that discounted as well at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We have the best shower head filters and other systems for the price. It's what I use in my home. You end up absorbing as much fluoride and chlorine and other garbage through your skin as you do as drinking it. The studies show your children breathe it. It goes through the skin. Key to have those, and it supports the broadcast. We have high quality, very affordable reverse osmosis systems as well. Just a huge area for high quality water filtration. That's how we fund our operation, selling things at very competitive prices that are high quality that we use. So it's a win-win-win, and we get good what you call reap what you sow, karma, whatever. We believe in only using things that we believe in and that we use. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, we've got Dr. Group, who's here. He's come up from South Texas. Huge investigative report. It's hiding in plain view that the flu shot is killing people and causing mystery illnesses. He's going to give the medical science behind it. That's all coming up and a lot more with Dr. Group. U.S. loosens embargo on Cuba, making trade and travel easier. I don't like communism. I don't like Fidel Castro. The conservative Cuban community is one of the most pro-liberty groups out there. That said, I do want to open Cuba up, because opening it up to trade and opening it up now after 60-plus years, or almost 60 years, whatever it is, since the embargo's been in there since like 61, so do your math, this is over 60 years. Since all of this has been going on, Obama has now eased them, but it's selective. And I warned of this. This is the crony capitalist model. It's why they like to partner with dictatorships, where they will now allow select corporations and groups in and will still then selectively prosecute people. So it's not safe to go to Cuba under this. We knew this was coming. This is the model. They will allow selective groups, selective corporations to operate, and not generally. You either totally open it up, or you don't open it up at all. That's my view. Opening it up would cause the communist dictatorship to fall over time. I don't think it would still be there. They wouldn't have done this. But it's just another bad move. I mean, it's like Obama offering free tuition. Turns out it massively increases the prices. Just like Obamacare was supposed to be free. It's all screw jobs on top of screw jobs. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When I first first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Forest, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nation Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.